We are talking about the Joplin TIF district. There's been so much talk about it. And we have a policy analyst with the Show Me Institute. His name is David Stokes. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad. Good morning, Josh. Great to be with you and your listeners.
Now, can you break down exactly what a TIF district is and does?
A TIF district is an economic development tool where a certain defined area, the increase in value of the development gets to go back to the developers. In simplest terms, if, say, an area has $1 million assessed valuation, and after the development it has a $2 million assessed valuation, that $1 million incremental difference, the taxes that would be paid for that $1 million, instead of going to the governments, they generally go back to the developers to repay the cost of the development. And this incurs for both property taxes and sales taxes. Any half of the increase in sales taxes go back to the developer, and 100% of the increase in property taxes go back to the developer. And this can be a substantial amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Now, we noticed that Joplin Schools not happy with the way things are working out, and it kind of, you know, it represents that conflict for the community and as well as for the schools and trying to find a balance in that. Can you give us some insight as to why Joplin Schools are not happy with the current deal?
Well, school districts across Missouri are often opposed to these increases because, you know, this, you have to hold constant the property tax level for 23 years, and and after 10 or 15 or 20 years, the lost growth can be significant. In Joplin's case, it's a particularly difficult situation because of the damage the tornado did to the assessed valuation in the city. So the Joplin School District has an assessed valuation of over $30 million less than it was 2 years ago, and now with this TIF proposal, you're going to lock in that greatly reduced assessed valuation for the next 23 years for an enormous part of the city of Joplin. That's going to be incredibly difficult, especially with the residential component of this TIF. I mean, how are Joplin schools going to be able to educate these kids when a substantial part of their tax base is going to be frozen? The answer is that part of the answer is that they're going to make it up by higher taxes on the rest of the part of Joplin School District.
Well, that's a good question because, you know, you, like you said, 23 years, that's a long time, and they're projecting growth. That's why we're doing all this. We want to see Joplin continue to grow. So you're going to have additional students that you're going to have to educate.
Absolutely, and this is a real issue, and the fact that the assessed valuation last year went down so much throws just a loop into this that you haven't seen elsewhere in Missouri. And I really am glad that people are starting to think twice about this and looking at the numbers and how this is really going to affect Joplin Schools and the counties and the fire districts and many other governments that serve Joplin. It's not just the school district. But what you find elsewhere in Missouri is that school districts that have gone through a lot of TIF and other types of economic development issues, they make up the taxes elsewhere. I mean, they're going to have to raise the taxes on other people to make up for the loss in the tax base for such a huge part of their district, which this new TIF district includes.
Now, normally TIF districts, are they as large as what Joplin is proposing? Because it's going to encompass downtown and then the tornado zone.
No, they're generally much more like the two existing TIFs in Joplin, which are small retail development areas. That's the typical TIF in Missouri. This is an enormous TIF. It would be the largest in Missouri by far, although there is another proposed one in St. Louis that would be comparable. But that one hasn't happened, and this one in Joplin would be definitely the largest in the state, and both financially and in size.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to, you know, share your opinion and your insight into this one, but some people have questioned whether it's too early for Joplin to be considering this because so many things are unknown and it may present an unfair advantage to some businesses over the other. Do you think that now's the time for Joplin to be doing this, or should we be waiting?
Well, I'm just glad to see that people are asking tough questions and no longer allowing this TIF and super TIF. And it's a super TIF, too, which means it's proposed to involve state money, which is also unusual. And I think it's great that people are really asking some tough questions and trying to slow this train down. I mean, it's an unusual situation because of what Joplin went through. Usually you don't have this dramatic decrease in assessed valuation right before you impose a TIF. And locking yourself in at that greatly reduced level is going to make things very hard hard for governments other than the city to function over these next 23 years. And they're going to have to raise taxes on the other people of Joplin and Jasper and Newton County to make up for this. It's not my place to say after all Joplin's been through that. I mean, this is a much harder case than many other TIFs in Missouri, which I think are almost universally negative, universally unnecessary, and usually just corporate welfare. I mean, this is a much trickier situation. I can admit that. But I still don't think that this enormous 23-year TIF that's going to be very detrimental to your schools is really the long-range way to go.
KZRG News Time is 7:19. Speaking with David Stokes, he's with the Show Me Institute, a policy analyst. So normally, you would be against doing a TIF.
In just about every case, yeah. The studies that have been done of TIF, which are unfortunately not enough, they're often done far too quickly without any real economic analysis. But the ones that have been done are almost completely negative. The East-West Gateway Council of Governments did a study in St. Louis which found that TIF had created jobs at a subsidy rate of $370,000 in tax dollars for every one small job created. I mean, this is not a tool for economic growth, and this has failed Missouri, and it gets repeated in St. Louis and Kansas City and now Columbia and throughout the state. But the Joplin situation is different, obviously, so I'm hesitant to say it's going to be as universally bad there as it is in the rest of the state. That said, I still don't think that with all the incredible redevelopment that's already happening in Joplin, I still don't think that this TIF is really going to be necessary for Joplin to recover from last year's tragedy.
David, what do you encourage residents to do?
Well, unfortunately, the opponents in these things are generally outnumbered due to the makeup of the TIF commission, which is stacked everywhere, not just in Joplin, stacked everywhere with supporters of the city. So I would encourage, you know, people to talk to their elected officials and ask the tough questions and say, you know, you're committing an enormous amount of tax dollars to the developers, to go money that would go to our fire and police and schools, and instead they're going to, you know, go back to the developers here to pay off funds that would otherwise be used for public goods. And I love low taxes, and I'm not a fan of high taxes or high government spending, but too often these TIFs cut into some truly necessary funding, and they do so just as a part of corporate welfare. And I'd like to just encourage your listeners to ask some really tough questions and to really look at what the school district is saying about how this is going to affect the school kids of Joplin for a long, long time.
David, we appreciate your time this morning.